Yeah. One of the good guys.
And that's, so I have fond memories of it.
Why did you hate him, Buzz?
I was working at a radio station that was in a bad shape. It was playing music everybody could agree on, even the boss, but it was poorly managed, and eventually, because of that, it was taken over by the bank. Things got worse. The bank was poorly managed, and it was eventually taken over by the FDIC, the federal government. So it was just a mess. But at one point, the receivers, the temporary owners, if you will, brought in Bill Garcia to program and change it from music everybody could agree on to oldies. Now, I love oldies. But these were oldies from the 50s. This was the Kingston Trio and MTA. This was Connie Francis and Brenda Lee. And I just wanted somebody to shoot me. I couldn't have been more depressed. And so I was less than happy and maybe a little troublesome. And he called me a loose cannon. And eventually we parted ways.
There you go.
So did he fire you or did you quit? Or
I was eventually let go along with the morning newswoman because our salaries were too high. And you can sort of understand that with the station that's in that kind of mess.
Wow. All right, Rob, let's see. How about, we got to do a break. Call him and see if he'll come on the air the next break. Let's see if the guy's even at home. I got a home number for him here.
Is his real name Bill Garcia?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he knows your history. That's incredible.
And I think if he's still married to the same woman, Rob, you wouldn't approve. It's a mixed marriage, as I recall.
Rob.
He's a mess anyway, Rob. He's like Mulatto.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Rob. Rob on the phone.
Hi, best to you.
Hi, Rob.
I better turn that off so we don't hear. You know, get the guy's voice on the air without his permission. And
you just confirmed it is the same guy, by the way.
Oh, with the marriage comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys, I mean, he sounds like one of the good guys. He really does sound like one of the big guys.
I loved him as a young guy that was coming up, especially when I had the rap. Everybody would say about me, program directors would sit me down and say, you're incredible, you have great charisma, blah, blah, you're great with the records, but you just don't know when to shut up.
You want to leave him a message?
Yeah, leave the message. Okay. Hold on.
Bill, hang on for a message from Don Geronimo.
Hey, Bill, I'm trying to call you on the radio. I'll try you again sometime. Hey, man. Mike Elston hates you.
No, that's not entirely fair. We just didn't get along.
He hates you. I like you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mike Elston has had awful things to say about you.
Thanks to Brenda Lee.
I've had nothing but nice things to say.
Glowing.
Remember, who? Let's review. Who likes you?
Michael Soares.
That's me. Who doesn't like you?
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
But please say hi to my my new friends.
Michael
Mara. Hi, Bill. I'm a big fan of your brother's movies.
Andy.
Ross B. Wack.
Hello to you and yours.
Okay, so we'll call you sometime on program directors that I've known.
La la.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Well, wow. Guy not there, but buzzing.
That's just like him.
I bet tomorrow we'll get through to him. And just maybe tomorrow, if we've got 3 or 4 spare hours, we'll call George McFly.
And what's great if we get that guy, Bill Garcia, on, is we've heard your side of the story.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And, you know, it's always interesting to hear Bill's side of the story.
Yeah.
Because there's always a few things that are not included.
Well, sometimes, Mike, yes.
Like, you know, maybe you came in there with a shotgun or something.
Yeah, right. I came in with a shotgun.
No, that was me.
You.
Sorry, Buzz.
Phone scan time right here, right now. Let's take some on-screen calls. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067. We don't have anybody tell you what to say, tell you you're on the air. You just call up right now.
Come on, you loose cannons.
With a rotating random phone scan. And if there would be any term that I would use to define Buzz, loose cannon
would not be.
I mean, Buzz
That's
is like...
I'm saying. He's nuts.
Buzz is a lovable hippie type
sure,
dude.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, more like a cannon that fires blanks.
Oh.
Well, that's a different story.
Ouch. Ouch. We will be right back with the phone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Non-blue and you're...
calls right now at 877-365-3636 with the phone scan so that we can get the people from The Amazing Race on. And then we'll give away the trip to Atlantic City, the trips to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO. There you go. Your mic on now, Mike?
My mic is on.
Okay. We are ready to roll. Oh, and listen, if you love to laugh, stand by for action.
Very good.
That's right. It's returning. Even with the new FCC guidelines, make Beth Ann laugh today.
It's her debut, and she's very excited about it.
So we'll give away some trips to Atlantic City if you animals can make her laugh. But first, your phone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering on the Redskin football games. I was listening to Larry Michaels, and they're
Excuse me, could you slow down a little bit? I'm having trouble understanding you. Could you speak a little slower, please?
I'm sorry, Don.
Can you just start over?
Yes, I'm a fan of the WGFK radio, and I was wondering why you're not going to be involved.
Okay, hold on. I got you up to... I'm a fan of the what radio? Can you
WGFK.
Please?
WGFK.
You said it too fast.
WJFK.
I've never heard of that station. Say, start over again and speak very slowly, please.
WJFK here in Maryland. The radio station.
Yes. Oh, the radio station we work at.
Yes.
In Maryland.
Yes.
Yes. What about it?
I was wondering why you weren't going to be involved in any of the Redskin stuff. I was listening to Larry Michaels. And they're introducing the people that's going to be on it, and they are sounding so boring.
Aren't our studios located in Silver Springs?
They are. And Dan Snyder's hates me.
Yes.
Dan Snyder's hate me. That's why I'm not going to be involved. Thank you, though, for your call.
Thanks.
And ladies and gentlemen, give it up, please, for Hall of Fame linebacker Sam Hall.
There he is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a good day, Sam.
Good talking to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Fantastic show. I'm always been a big fan. But I am Rob Ace B-Wax number one fan, and I would just be honored if you could send me one of those headshots.
Yeah, people want them.
There
Rob?
You go.
I knew there'd be a demand for these, Rob.
Rob, will you make those available?
Eventually.
How about if you were to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope along with a nominal charge for handling?
Just the handling fee is all we need.
Rob, how much would it cost to run off a bunch of
I would have to call the lady who took
what
the
do you
shirt.
Think? We give a ballpark.
I would say $50.
$50.
$50.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look at
that. $100.
Look at Mr. Big Spender with his brand new chair now.
Yeah.
Mike pulls out his wallet and you gonna do it?
He's naked without cash.
Very
he
good.
Now, if I may ask, will that $50 include a personalized message and signature from...
what I was going to ask is...
There it is, a crisp $100 bill.
I will get $100 worth of headshots.
Including I would like one for the restaurant wall.
Oh, God.
I seriously would.
Thanks. Oh, wow. Look around, Cafe.
And I would like one.
Welcome to this edition of Whore to Whore.
Look at this. I cannot be bought.
And, Don, don't you want one personalized for the office? For our office, don't you think we should have one?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean it. Can
eight
you
by
get
10
that?
Or 11 by 14?
8 by 10. 8 by 10.
I will speak to the lady who took the pictures and get them made up immediately.
That crisp $100 bill that I just handed you is so you can get that done pronto.
You bet.
Hello.
I'll put it on your chair.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Nip it in the bud.
What can we do for you? Hello.
Nip it in the bud.
All right. Heard you the first time, for goodness sakes. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I just want to let you know that I just saw that van you were talking about yesterday with all the writing on it.
Oh, I can't tell you how many people in my neighborhood are really pissed at me.
Oh, really?
There was fallout after my subdivision. Well, you know, here's the thing. when I go places, you know, because I very rarely leave my house except to go to the same places.
Right.
So it's the gas station, it's the post office, it's Safeway, it's CVS.
You know, even though there's a large population base where you live, it is kind of a small town.
It is remote. However, I stand out like a sore thumb. Mm. And I guess, like, with the T-shirt I'm wearing today, okay, I have a bright T-shirt on that says Big Kahuna Burger.
Very subtle.
My kid got me this shirt. It's a Pulp Fiction shirt.
That is a very interesting T-shirt in the collar area, where it has almost a turtleneck top, like a mock tee.
No, it doesn't. It just has a large... A large...
Crew neck, yeah.
Not even crew neck. What do you call this?
It's
a mock turtleneck.
It's not a mock turtleneck. It's a T-shirt.
But it's
a T-shirt that has a red ring around the neck and two red rings around each of the sleeves.
But see, the red ring around... The red ring around the neck is oversized.
So says you.
You don't believe me?
I think it looks great.
It does look great.
I happen to have a size 18 neck. So perhaps...
No, it has nothing to do with the size of your neck. I'm talking about the length of the collar.
The width of the band.
When I first saw it, I thought you were wearing one of your, like, Redskins turtleneck things underneath the T-shirt.
Oh, my.
I mean, but I'm not dissing you.
Just because you're happy in your new chair.
Well, you don't be jealous now.
I can't help it, Mike. I am terribly jealous.
Sure. You're jealous.
You got a tarot bar. I got a simple T-shirt that I like. Meanwhile, you're over there in luxury handing out $100 bills saying, go buy pictures of yourself.
I am feeling gleeful today.
Oh, but I got to tell you, so I go into a Safeway today. Uh-huh. And I'm just walking in, just getting some supplies. Right. Woman, I don't know her from Adam. She says, excuse me, sir. And I said, yes. And she said, I just want to say something to your face as a member of this community. And I remember when your son played T-ball, and I remember when you coached basketball because you were a good coach and everybody liked you. And what you had to say yesterday on the show and the names that you called that woman were absolutely irresponsible. And you're awful. And I said to her, excuse me? She said, are you talking about the... she said, you're the one that talked about writing on the back window of the minivan.
You're having an altercation in the supermarket.
Yes, wow. And I said to this woman, I said, yes, I did. And she's speaking louder than I am. I said, yes, we did talk about that. I brought it up. I think the way for parents to support their kids in this type of thing is, even if you want to write something on the car that says, go team, well, that's okay.
Right.
Go and show up and support the kids. I said, but this mom had written on the side, go win. Fight and win.
Yeah.
Underlined, let's go. I said, seemed a little gung-ho to me. And she said, why all the name calling? And at that point, I hadn't even remembered.
Yeah.
I said, what? I said, and this is where I really dug myself at home. And we're standing right at the entrance to Safeway. Mm-hmm. People are walking. I said, hey, listen, I will cop a plea to whatever I said. I said, but I did not call that woman a name. I'm positive. Mm-hmm. And then she leaned forward and she said, you called her a bitch. I said, Oh, right. I said, it was the visor thing. I said, it was the visor. Anyway, she just said...
It was only four times.
She said to me something along the lines of, I used to think differently of you.
Uh-huh.
And then she said what people love saying, you've lost a listener forever. And
wow.
As she walked away, I said, well, when you read on the news tomorrow morning in the newspaper that I've driven my car off a cliff, that'll be the reason, because I had lost a listener forever. And then she said, something as I was walking away, something, and I wanted just so much to scream at her, but at this point people were looking at me.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, and then so anyway.
In your grocery store.
In my grocery store.
Wow.
And you saw the car?
Yeah, it was on 495, and it's like you can barely read the back window. It was all scrunched up there together. Yeah.
That's right. Those poor kids, driven by that mom with her Calvin Klein visor on.
Yeah, and
I could have pulled up beside her and looked at her, but I couldn't get that close to her.
You know what, I mean, here's the deal. You know, when you get confronted like that, you can't really tell her the truth, can you? You can't really look her in the eye and go, lady, I'm just having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a little fun, and I was annoyed, but I mean, come on, we tweak it up.
Yeah, I know we do, but there's a part of me that really does feel that way.
Yeah, but do you not agree, though, seriously, if you try to answer somebody who is that hostile, who doesn't get it to start
serious,
with,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
I mean, you don't, I mean, you're... You are a rational individual, but you know we tweak it up when we're here. I mean, that's what we do.
But that woman did get me mad, yeah. And those pennies at the gas station got that other guy mad too.
Yeah. I mean that about what I said about the minivans, though.
Hello,
sorry,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
See, Mike, you don't have to go anywhere where they know you. Where, like, ladies in minivans would come up to you and say, you're an awful guy for saying minivans are awful.
I know. I don't go anywhere where they know me.
I look around cafe.
I mean, every day almost about what happens. Whether it's
Hanks, look around
whether
cafe.
It's you, whether it's you saying it or me saying it. But, you know, but I don't get that.
Do they come up to you, like, about the minivan thing, though?
They come up to me about everything. And the thing that the minivan was not addressed.
Huh.
It was not addressed. But
interesting.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's tough. I don't think I've ever been confronted like that. I really don't. I think I've had people that have said nasty things,
uh-huh.
but I don't think I've ever had, boy, that is the brass on that woman to do
Well, consider where I live. That's part of what's funny about what you say about women in minivans. I'm sure most of those women all live within a one-mile radius of my house. Those self-important women in their minivans who can't be bothered with anything else. Are you the one? Let me tell you something, okay? I listen to your show, and I turn it down when the kids are in the car. And I like you, and I like your wife, and I've even listened to the show. But after what I heard yesterday, you have lost a listener forever. Forever. Forever.
Oh, God.
I'm dying over that. I'm dying over that in Safeway. Yeah. Listen, go get your waxed beans. Get out of my face. go take your sweater and tie it around your... do that preppy thing. Tie it around your shoulders, honey. That looks good, darling.
I'll meet you at the club for dinner tonight, and we can talk about the disc jockey who's commenting on the van with the writing on it.
Jerk face.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
We like calling this the listener's friend.
Yes, here we go. Someone who cannot process the fact that they are on the air right
now. The Don and Mike show is the listener's friend. It's a listener-friendly environment.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, how are you? You're next.
How are you guys?
I'm sorry, we don't have time for you. You're too stupid! Dumb ass! We spent 15 minutes saying hello to you. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Rob. I want to know when he's going to release the headshot with the Dirty Sanchez signature.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now everybody's taking the Rob picture to a new level.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I got to continue on the Rob picture. I was just on eBay. The counterfeits have already hit the internet.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Canada calling.
Right on. Welcome, Canada.
The whole country.
Listen, I got something that's might be a little bit out of context now, but that whole Superman at Cripple Creek, wouldn't he be quadrasailing rather than parasailing?
You know what?
Quadriplegic.
You know what? You snuck that one in, you son of a bitch, because you told a joke.
It was a continuation of Speedwax thing.
No, it's a Canadian violation.
All right, goodbye.
Come on.
Get out of here.
And it's violating the main directive, which is ever forward.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like them French fried potatoes.
What the hell was that?
Sound like Stick.
All right, then.
That's a guy that had a whole prepared comedy bit ready.
Was that Stick or was that South Park? I mean, singing.
It sounded like both.
It could have been either. And what a compliment that is for Stick, if that was Stick.
Feeling away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Two things. Very quickly, I have totally seen, I teach at a private school in Bowie, Maryland, and I see the writing on the side of the vans all the time. I see the fancy moms with the breast jobs, and I keep thinking to myself, for God's sake, we live in Bowie, you know? If you're so fancy, live in Potomac. Let me tell you how pathetic our graduation was. Okay. Dennis Murphy was there.
Oh, no!
Dennis Murphy was at my eighth grade graduation 3 weeks ago.
I'm looking beautiful ladies in Chicago.
What was Dennis Murphy doing at your eighth grade graduation?
Apparently, he's the uncle of an eighth grade girl there.
Wow.
And can I just say this? He's a gracious man.
Yes,
he is a gracious man. You're dead on with that.
Very one gracious. Hand, one heart. He made sure to give me a copy of his CD immediately.
Oh, that's nice.
We hadn't even left the church yet.
Can you imagine anything worse? You're taking your 8-year-old for the 8-year-old graduation to get him into middle school, and then Dennis.
Well, he doesn't realize now is the 8th grade moms that are busily tracking him down now, identifying who exactly that teacher is.
Right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don, did you see me in Anchorman?
Get out of here, Mike Landis. Would you stop that? Hi. Don and Mike show. Hello. You know who?
Hi.
You know who is in that, though? It's Kent Shocknack. A guy from Los Angeles who really looks like one of the guys that does the news on The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
And I am driving around in my minivan with my two kids listening to Don and Mike in Marlboro.
Thank you for that.
And I want to know, what is Mike's deal with minivans?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Nope, I got no problem with them, lady.
Because I like Mike.
I'm A-okay. Well, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hold on. You like Mike and you love Buzz?
Yeah, and I want to know, will we ever hear from Buzz's wife? We hear from Freedom.
Where are you on your way to now?
I am on my way to drop my kids to their grandparents because I'm going to the hospital for my friend who they're going to pull the plug on tonight.
Oh. Well, it had to be done sometime.
You know how to shut me down. That's for your friend who they're going to pull the plug on?
Yes, he developed a blood clot last night, and it caused a heart attack, and right now he's on respirator, so...
And it's nice to know that in this time that you thought to call our radio show.
Yes, and complain about me and minivans.
No, but she really likes you, Mike, and she loves Buzz.
I just wanted to know, and, you know, it's like I like listening to Buzz and the news, and, you know, sometimes I feel so bad for Buzz because he can never finish the news. But
you know, can I offer just a...
Poor Buzz has got it so bad on this show.
Can I offer a tiny piece of advice?
Yeah.
When you're around family, friends in this very, very trying moment this evening...
With this guy that's going to pull the plug on.
I want you to try to do something that's going to be very hard for you to do, okay?
Oh, goodness, what's that?
During the entire experience, when you do that tonight, try... Just try not to force your opinions on all those other people.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Right.
See if you can just keep it in check for maybe like a 3-hour period.
Oh, gosh, Mike, I wasn't doing that.
Gosh, Mike, she wasn't doing that.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that this whole thing is as painless as possible.
Have a happy plug-pulling party.
Thank you, Dawn.
All right, have a very
bye,
nice day.
Bye, Buzz.
Bye.
Bye. Love you all.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a call from a minivan.
Mike, I'm with you.
I rest my case.
I'm with you.
Bye.
I'm going to pull the plug on a friend. Ass.
A frosty, cold, unfeeling
bye.
Minivan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That might be the funniest. Oh, we've gotten it in a long time.
I heard him. I heard him.
Hang out.
I heard him.
Going to pull the plug. Mom, Dad, bunch of mine, the kids, we're going to pull the plug.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
Don.
Don and Mike.
Hey, you're the last caller, my friend.
How's your plug? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got out of jail about 45, I spent 45 days in there.
Of course.
And I had a question for Don.
Yeah, oh, I'm here, yes, I'm the prisoner's friend, sir.
Yeah, Don, did your bathroom ever get done? I know it was 2 weeks, but that
is...
Here's the guy that's been in the joint, wants to know if your bathroom got finished. I love that.
Is that it?
Sir, yeah, the truth is, it's done.
Oh, God, you got to love dropping your morning deuces in that.
I do, and it's spectacular.
The bathroom bigger than yourself.
My friend, my unjustly prisoned friend. God, if only we could go through our penals, and, you know, think about this. Why do they call it a penal system?
Yeah, well,
so,
I hope you didn't.
Because that's all you can get while you're in there.
If only we could go through and plunk out every innocent, good-hearted man like you and put all those women driving minivans in jail.
You want to be like Castro, open the prisons. Send them all out into the street.
Listen, you're the last person on the phone scan, so you have the complete second season of 6 Feet Under on DVD. That's an HBO show, a special 5-disc boxed set from
right
HBO.
On.
All right, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on just a second. Right. Here you go. Yeah, that is the melting pot that is known as the Don and Mike Show.
What a wonderful phone scan.
When we come back, the losers from the amazing race last night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My name is Don, and I'm scared of that guy that was doing that commercial.
Me too. He's Neil Clark Warren.
He don't have OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free and voice-activated wireless phone that's built right into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I love this system. After you program your phone numbers and give them name tags, all you have to do is press the white dot button and say call home or call out the digits to say any phone number, and OnStar does the rest. The call comes through your stereo speakers. You've got the volume control on your radio that's right there to turn it up and down. It's fantastic. It's the best audio I've ever had on a phone.
Neil Clark Warren presses the button. You know what happens? Windshield wipers go off.
Ah.
No additional long distance or roaming charges. OnStar Personal Calling. Available in most markets. Please to be visiting OnStar.com for more information.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
WKKL. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Let's salute Baltimore live, 105.7. Yeah, WXYV. Hey, hey, hey. Buffalo. 92.9 WBUF. Tampa Bay, WBZZ The Buzz. Dallas. That's a middle of the night thing in Dallas. 105.3 Live 105. And, okay, San Francisco, KYCY. The Amazing Race was on last night. We've said a long time ago this was the best of all of the reality shows.
It is a lot of fun, and they're in South America now.
And this year's is really good. The losers last night were Allison and Donnie. Before we get them on the phone, here's a couple of highlights of these two kids. These two crazy in love kids. Listen to how good they get along.
Right.
Hard to believe that they didn't win last night. That was Allison. She's getting upset by the soccer moms.
Wow.
Because they were going to get hit by a bus.
Right.
Now, here's Allison. She's still very upset from last night's Amazing Race.
This is Cynthia Lopez. Come on.
We got to go. Guido, we got to go back. We're at the wrong street.
Would you read the map? You've got to climb the street, Donnie. We're going to lose.
We're going to go back to the alley.
What?
I hate you. I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help herself out of the situation.
Mm-hmm. We explained that they had two challenges.
Johnny and Allison,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they had two challenges. They could either walk eight dogs for a mile through the streets of this country following a map to get to their next treasure.
Right.
Or they could go into a discotheque where there was a foam party. And they were dropping down these gigantic rubber balls, and inside the rubber balls...
No, everyone had to go to the foam party. They had to go to the gay tango thing.
Oh, that's right. You know, there's so many challenges on this show. They go to a gay tango club where
right.
there are maybe 20 gigolos that all roughly look the same
right.
dancing with women, and you would have a picture, and you'd have to find the guy that matches the picture, but they all looked the same.
Now, when they went to the foam party, you said they dropped down, balloons with, there were balls?
Big balls.
How did they get the clues out of the balls?
They had to break the balls.
Oh. Okay. Thank
they
you.
Did. And here's one, and then we'll talk to these people. Here's my favorite cut. This is Allison giving Donnie an ultimatum, and gosh, if this doesn't sound like it came right out of my own car, listen to this sweet woman tell this poor man what he's doing wrong.
Pray for death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, my.
Donnie, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Donnie, why can't you find it? Why don't you ask someone?
Shut up.
Mine keep having sex. Are you kidding me? We didn't pass by three checkpoints. We didn't
Is that her?
Yeah,
this is the worst one ever.
Well, then you know what? We're done.
We're done.
Did she just say we're not having sex?
No.
It had something to do with other people.
Oh, okay, all right.
Here now, here is Allison and Donnie. Hey, kids.
Hello.
Wow. Hi there. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Donnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, actually.
Wow. And Allison, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you guys. There are so many couples on The Amazing Race. Are you the guys that went together and then broke up and then couldn't decide and got back together?
We were the guys that went there undecided and then came out without.
So when you ended the experience of The Amazing Race, are you guys a couple any longer?
We're not now, but we were at the time.
You're no longer a couple.
You were at the time. I bet that makes you feel good, Donnie.
You hear what I had to go through.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that they edited out a bunch of stuff.
You only knew.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. Allison, why? As I was watching the show last night, I have to ask, why are you yelling at him all the time?
I'm yelling at him because he thinks that he was doing the show all by himself and that I wasn't part of his team. He wanted to do the physical parts, he wanted to do the mental parts, and he really couldn't handle both. So I was trying to keep him in check.
Trying to keep him in check. When you
didn't work because we were eliminated.
Now, when you guys first started,
I like to point out you were both beaten by a midget.
Hey, it's right.
When you first started, and this question is for both of you, and you know, because I'm sensing we have to police this couple a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Allison, maybe you can answer this question first. When you started this this great race out, the Amazing Race, what was the state of your relationship? Did you think that the relationship was sound, or did you think, hey, we're just going to try this as a lark?
At that time, I thought the relationship was pretty sound for Donnie and I. We've always been on and off for 4 years, but mm-hmm. at the time we were together, and we decided we were going to do the race together and leave together, but not exactly what happened.
And Donnie, the same question for you. When you started this out, did you have in your mind the fact that, well, I'm gonna participate in this with her, but that's gonna be it?
I had in my mind that I wanted to win 60, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me, and I'm sure as well as her.
You wanted to win what? I couldn't hear you, Donnie. I'm sorry.
I wanted to leave with six figures after the race.
Oh, you wanted to leave, get okay. the money, right? Right.
So Donnie was in it for the money, and you know.
And Donnie,
I don't know how that makes Allison feel.
At any point, I mean, I can't imagine being what I saw on TV. But at any point, did Allison ever show you her softer side?
Yeah. Well, if that side exists, I haven't found it yet. So.
Ooh.
Well, you have the chance.
I'm just curious as to whether you guys have great makeup sex.
We've had some moments.
You've had some moments. So you go and you're on the show, and now you're doing the parade where you know you're being interviewed by everybody, and their brother is being the latest losers. Did you ever want to kill the twins when you were on the show?
I like the twins personally.
You like the twins?
Yeah, they were really nice.
Bob has no trouble understanding why Allison likes the twins.
Allison, how do you feel about the soccer moms?
I like the soccer moms too. I actually like almost everybody on the show this year.
Allison, who didn't you like besides Donnie?
Besides Donnie,
who don't you like?
Yeah, I didn't like Marsha.
And which one is Marsha?
She's the one that her father hurt his knee in the
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and that's more embarrassing.
Daddy.
That's more embarrassing.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's more embarrassment for you guys that you beat by a crippled old guy. Hold on a second.
You're really bringing my pride up right now.
Hold on. We got help here with a guy named Dave calling us from Vermont. Ah. We should have known this about Allison. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, Allison, what's the next reality show you're going to be on?
I hope none.
Do you know she was on Big Brother?
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's right.
A couple days ago, she was on Big Brother.
So, Allison, you got the whole system figured out, huh?
Not really.
You know what, Donnie? You know what we call
not
someone?
On top of this one.
Donnie, you know what we call someone like Allison? A two-time loser.
Oh, God.
I couldn't cut it on Big Brother. Couldn't cut it on The Amazing Race.
But seriously, Allison, would you do another reality series? Would you do another show?
As long as Donnie wasn't my partner, yeah.
Oh, man. She's a grizzled veteran of the reality wars.
And Donnie, would you ever go on another show with Allison unless it was something like Kill My Girlfriend, Please?
No, I would go with the midget before I went with her.
Donnie, how is your love life right now? Are you seeing anybody?
I've had a bad experience with the last one, so I'm going to stay away from them for a little while.
Oh, wow.
And Allison, what's next in your future? Are you thinking about shopping yourself to the WB?
What are you going to do, Allison? What are you up to next? Are you involved with anybody right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not even trying to get involved with anyone. Either.
Oh, my God. You two have just alienated each other for any other love interest.
Now, is there any chance that there's like a twist, a surprise, and then somebody gets invited back on this show that you might be back on? Or are you really gone forever? Or can you not say?
What? Yeah, you guys are
going
to have to tune in for that one.
I asked this of the last couple that we had on the show. How is the bungee jumping into the pool? Was that as scary as it looked?
I was petrified.
I mean, that seriously looked about as scary as it gets, even if you don't have a fear of heights.
Yeah, well, being the first person to go down it, too, didn't exactly help. So.
Exactly. I mean, you really have no idea. Do you ever sense, because you're in a foreign country, that maybe things aren't up to spec as far as when they... Does that ever cross your mind?
Everything is not up to spec.
They're in South America, and they're going to bungee jump. You ever think, well, I hope the South American workers were successful in attaching the things properly? Or is it an American crew that does it?
Well, we just didn't look down. That was our biggest goal.
Hey, and Allison, speaking of foreign country, was it you that was just screaming out the window of the car at people? Like, you didn't really speak the language, but you did that American thing where you're like, hello, do you understand me?
No, I think that was the midget's partner.
The midget's partner. Allison, and Scott the Dwarf is going to come down here and kick all of
little
us.
Allison, have you considered bungee jumping onto The Apprentice next?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
That works.
And Donnie, have you gotten any good feedback from other women? I know the show was just on last night, but have you gotten any feedback from women? I'm thinking you could really play this card. Go, oh, you poor baby. You poor baby. That woman.
I've gotten a lot of comments from older women.
Yeah, let mommy make it better.
Yeah. That's about as far as it's gone.
There you go.
Absolutely. So which show was better to be on? Was it Big Brother or was it this one, Allison? Which one did you like more?
I had more fun on The Amazing Race, I think. It was just me around the world.
I have a question for you guys about playing the game. There was one point when there was a stalemate between the black couple and the twins. They both got to the cab at the same time, and they would not give it up. Right. If you had been in that situation, would there be any sense in them trying to share the cab so they could both get there at the same time? It drove both me and my wife crazy.
I don't think they could fit. Yeah, there's no way to fit in the same cab. Those cabs weren't very big.
So. So that answers that the cabs weren't big enough to accommodate it. Donnie, do you live in constant fear, even though you're apart? Do you live in constant fear of Allison?
Not at all.
I do.
As much fear in her direction as I'm,
you know, even on this phone interview, I'm kind of afraid of her.
Allison, did you get to spend any time with Julie Chen when you were on Big Brother?
No.
Did you ever see her make out with a man named Leslie Moonves?
No, but I heard it happened often.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Yeah. She's had a ton of work done.
She has. She's amazing.
We had a picture of her yesterday from some good plastic surgery site.
Oh, man.
How's she look in person? She look good, Julie Chen?
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Well, this plastic surgery website really showed the before and after, and man, she had lots of work done, but it was all good.
She used to look like Margaret Chow.
A dollar well spent, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you ever consider plastic surgery, Allison?
Maybe if it was done on Donnie.
Now, wait a minute. Donnie had a little tackle there. Donnie.
She's already had her plastic surgery.
Oh! what has she had done?
She had a nice little nose job.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Here's another one of our callers. Here's Dave from New York who says you guys are dating again. Well, now, wouldn't they know? Dave, you're on the air.
They told us they're not.
Right. They called the Rochester radio show in the morning show the other day and said that they were dating again.
Well, maybe between that interview and this interview, maybe they've broken up. Well, what's the status, kids?
No, there's no dating. We maintain a very distant relationship.
Yeah, we break up like every other week and just... Hopefully for good.
So you're like, what, break up to make up? That you guys are all the time breaking up and making up?
Used to be.
Yeah, it's been like that for 4 years now.
Well, that's the makeup sex.
Do you blame the show for the final breakup?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Donnie, don't you ever think you could do better?
I doubt it.
Oh, I doubt it. That's part of the problem. Well, I think Donnie may have put the last nail in the coffin with the comment
plastic
about the
surgery.
Nose job. Yeah.
So how long ago did you have your nose job done, Allison?
My left nostril collapsed like 2 years ago. I had it fixed, but that was it.
Yeah. Your left nostril collapsed?
Medically necessary,
yeah.
Don.
Did you get the nose job after another guy broke up with you?
No.
Hey, Donnie, does the midget have dirty fingers?
What's that?
The little person. We used to have a dwarf who worked on our show.
Scott the dwarf is going to come down here and he's going to kick you.
Mike, they call her a midget on the show.
Well, midget, but you
in a box.
See, but that doesn't make it right.
Yeah. All right.
She's so strong, though. I don't know how you can downplay her. She's so strong and she's still in the race and we're not.
Does she have dirty fingers, though?
No.
She does not have dirty fingers?
That close.
You see, kids, Don is referring to a Scott the dwarf who was an intern on our show. And who worked cleaning jewelry and always had dirty fingernails.
Oh.
That's why we always ask
little,
him.
Little stubby hands, always very dirty.
Always with dirty fingernails.
Well, it was great talking to you.
I say these two are going to get back together. I sense it from this interview.
I wouldn't hold my breath. No.
I don't know. Allison, you remind me a lot of a charming lady I know named Frida.
Yeah, that's his wife. That's a compliment.
That's my number.
All right. Thank you both for being on the show. And if you get back on The Amazing Race, we'd love to have you back on again.
Good luck in your travels, you guys, okay?
All right. Thanks for being on. All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you later. There they go.
Donnie, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Donnie, why can't you find it? Why don't you ask someone?
Shut up.
Mine keep having sex.
Are
you kidding me?
Listen to her.
Yeah.
It's worse than that woman that went up to me on Safeway today.
She, it's just tough to find anything good about her.
Donnie's going to be on another reality show called Digging a 6-Foot Hole.
I'm Jeff Probst. Welcome to Shallow Grave.
There you go. There she is. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Wow.
That's Donnie and Allison. They're the big losers now on The Amazing Race.
I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help ourselves out of the situation.
Right on.
There you go.
He is the kind of guy, though, that will come back to that.
Yeah, it's he like, will.
I was so mad at her, but then I went back because
I'm not so mad. And how about that? They're on some show in Rochester a couple days ago. She's gotten back together.
I would bet, based on what I know from these type of relationships, she probably has one appreciable skill. I'm just thinking. She might.
I bet she doesn't have that skill.
You don't think? I think.
But I bet
she would have to.
I bet she thinks she has that skill, but I bet she doesn't have that skill.
Perhaps we have Donnie on the show alone, no? Without the troublesome Allison.
I wonder how that nostril collapsed.
You know what I bet that is like? I bet that's like when we go to the store and get those big rawhide chew toys.
Right. Right.
You give one of those fresh out of the bag to your dog, and your dog goes...
Yeah, it's not.
And, you know, just left, right, up, down. You know, here you go. That's right. Oh, that's Allison. That's so good.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Wow.
All right. Thank you to them from The Amazing Race. Now, kids, who wants to laugh?
I do. Everybody.
Everybody does, but there's only one person that matters in this contest. As we play in the brand new age of censorship and FCC standards.
Yes, and remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
One of our favorite games, Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
But today, the good news is you don't have to make me laugh, or Mike, or Robbie, or Buzz, or even Joe. Today, it's the fairer sex.
Yes. Our lovely new producer.
Bethann McBride will be in here. You call us at 877-365-3636. Now, there's all kinds of jokes we don't tolerate, and we'll have to delete you out if you break the rules.
Right.
But be it a joke, be it a saying, be it a thought.
Right.
If you make Bethann McBride laugh, you will win round-trip transportation and hotel accommodations for a weekend in Atlantic City at the Trump Plaza to go see boxing courtesy of HBO.
Wow. Wonderful.
Call right now at 877-365-3636. You got to make Bethann laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're playing with a girl now.
Yeah, and I don't know how tough this is going to be, and we really don't even know exactly what the key is, where her sense of humor lies. We know she's got one because she works on this show. But exactly where, you know, what's her wheelhouse as far as laughing?
Now listen, don't be easy.
That's going to be hard.
But let it be natural.
Let it
be natural. And like I was telling Bethann about this last night, we've done this segment before, and we've had it roll over to two or three segments, and sometimes we've played to the point where we don't have a winner.
Exactly.
We're weary. But there are other times when... Boom, 5 minutes into it, we get the one.
You never know.
That sets us off. Mm-hmm.
You never know. You don't want me to fake it.
No, absolutely.
That's the one thing you can't do. You can't fake it.
Do not fake it. But also, if there's something that strikes you as funny, even if we don't think it's funny,
right.
Then you gotta let that go.
Right.
You gotta let that happen.
I can do that.
All right, BA. All right. Oh, those people from The Amazing Race were quite good.
Yeah, they were, but, you know, I kept getting emails. Allison needed to be off the line by 5.
Well, you listen too bad. They were on a big-time national
show.
That's right. Big-time national show. You got to learn how to be meaner to these publicity people.
You know, I'm just, maybe I'm speaking on my own here, but I think if we inconvenienced Allison, it's not that terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right,
bye.
Very good.
Bye, BA.
Bye.
She'll be in here a second. We'll play Make BA Laugh right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Thank you.
World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
All right, we're ready with Beth Ann McBride to play Make Beth Ann Laugh. Beth Ann, do you laugh a lot?
Yeah, you know, when it's funny.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mike, which mic are you on right now?
Three.
I'm on the same one.
See, here's the problem. Look at the microphone right next to you.
Yes.
Do you see the label right on top that I would see? Turn it to the right. What does it say?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Microphone three.
Right.
Yeah. You're actually on microphone number. Look how efficient Beth Ann is.
Mm-hmm. Always helping.
Look at that. You're moving the stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike really likes the new chair that you got for him, Beth Ann.
Yeah, I can't believe he got up to do whatever he does during the break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving this chair, and I want to thank it's Gary. Is that the salesperson
right.
who gave me his chair?
Gary, the guy you love, the guy
and,
you would kiss.
And Beth Ann is now sitting in the other new one that came in. So now we have a brand new chair for me and a brand new chair for guests when they come in here.
That's however, fantastic. If I could just say something, and don't take this the wrong way, you dirty birdies. Rob has the same dirty stool that he's always had.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not get Rob a nice clean stool for in here?
I'm going to do that.
Why?
Why, Mike? Why? Because
that was a joke.
I know. Because why should Rob have something nice to sit on?
I think we'll get around to that.
Would you like to see my stool?
I saw you when you brought it in.
Look at it.
That's not even a functioning stool.
Look at it. It's a mess. Look at it. You can see the insides coming out of his stool.
Rob, you should not be sitting on that. Rob, why don't you take one?
Sloppy and foul smelling.
Why don't you take one that one of the old ones temporarily until we get you a new one?
Oh, take someone else's stool? That's your stool.
No, I want a backless stool.
Oh, you want a backless stool?
Because I have to hide it under the reel-to-reel machine.
All right. Now, Beth Ann is relabeling.
What are you doing now, Beth Ann?
I'm trying to make it number two so people know.
Isolate that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, honey.
How do you work in these conditions?
God damn it. Sit down, honey.
Things are starting to come along here.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, don't worry about it.
There's still a little bit of piling going on in here, which I don't like, though.
What do you mean? What's
like
the problem?
Keyboards piled up. Like just keyboards cast away. It looks like a computer warehouse.
Mike, we're doing the best we can to keep this on the air right now. And you have your new chair, so just shut up, please.
Look at him.
You have your brand new Prince of Siam chair.
Did I complain
chair.
A little bit too much?
A little bit.
I think the chair has actually brought out more of this Prince of Siam personality.
Look at him. Look at him.
It's not pleasing
all
to his eyes.
The scepter.
Look how he's sitting.
Did I not come back to you and say I was delighted with the work you'd done?
For the chair you're not sitting in? Yeah,
I see. See, I knew. Yeah. I knew. And I walked out after I got this chair from Gary, our sales guy, and I said, tell the guy thank you so much when you see him. And I knew she heard that. Because have you noticed that about Beth Ann? She hears everything.
She sure does.
She hears everything. She is not somebody where you can say something under your breath and it won't get back to her.
No.
She has superpower hearing.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is he likes the chair that he's got now.
I love it.
He loves it.
Are we sure he has it? I mean, Gary, it was Joe that talked to Gary. Gary
yeah,
said,
you know what?
No,
that is the problem because Joe, you know, said, let him, he can take mine. I don't know whether that meant I can have it permanently.
Well, first we have to meet the sales guy, Gary, who donated
right.
the chair to you.
Well, we have to get Gary on the line.
And then I want to meet this very handsome guy who looks like me.
You.
I've heard a lot about this handsome fellow.
And they might be the same person.
Wouldn't that be something?
Be very exciting.
Let me just say, long live King Mike.
I'm very happy
with his brand new chair.
But the keyboard's not pleasing his eyes.
I will tell you this. I'm not giving this chair up now.
All right.
So if Gary wanted it to come in here and wanted to be some sort of like Tim McWilliams deal, you know, where it's only in here for 10 minutes.
No, it's yours.
Mike, I don't think he's an Indian giver. And isn't it great that you can't say that anymore?
Right.
Indian giver, but like you piss off some Indians somewhere. Indian giver, Indian giver. There was a song.
That's right. As we
took
said,
your love
can't say that
away from me.
Right.
Beth Ann, are you ready to laugh?
I'm ready.
Let's put 10 minutes on the countdown clock.
Very exciting.
Right. 10 minutes of live unscreened calls. Make Beth Ann McBride laugh. Win a trip to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO, to stay at the Trump Plaza for HBO Fighting on the weekend of Saturday, July 24th. Watch the fights on HBO, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, only on HBO. You ready? Beth Ann, the clock starts when we take the first phone call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Don't be a Native American giver. Give on this show. Give your best material to Beth Ann.
Give it till it hurts.
Hello.
Hello.
Make Beth Ann laugh.
I'm afraid we're already disqualified.
We don't do dirty jokes like that anymore.
Sister,
can't do
there's nothing dirty about the answer. Still there?
It's always kind of a... Well, we do have a delay, right? So we...
All right, what... Okay.
Well, apparently that's overruled.
Somebody else on the upper floor decided that that would not be worth hearing.
Yes, I believe so.
So now we have some wonderful padding to do. Yeah.
So how have you been, Beth Ann? How are you finding your new situation?
Rob, yes.
I like it. I like
pause
it.
The clock. We've had to pause the clock now 36 seconds
An
into this.
An official timeout.
36 seconds into this.
Official's timeout. That's correct.
While we wait. Beth Ann, here's a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
When we chatted last night, and Beth Ann and I were on the phone for about a half hour talking about radio stuff.
Right.
How many drinks, and please be honest.
Do I think you had when you were, before you spoke with me?
Yes. Please be honest.
4? Is that good? Do I win?
Did you have more than one?
I had two.
Two. Yeah, two. That would be the equivalent of 4.
Because they were
doubled right now.
Because they were doubled.
Winner.
Okay, good. I was just making sure. Because, you know, it's one of those things. Most people know when they talk to me at night when I've had a couple of pops. You know, if I'm feeling good and I want to, like, give some radio wisdom, toss some nuggets out, that's when I make those
phone calls. I'm not going to throw any darts at you today. Because I arrived home last evening by a taxi cab.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Touche.
Yes.
Touche.
Yes. Taxi cab. I had about 100 beers.
The phones are back on. Here we go. Rob, restart the clock.
All right.
Restart the clock. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, a blind man walks into a bar with his teen eye dog on a leash. Bartender noticed him standing there, and then all of a sudden he sees the guy wheeling the dog around his head like a lasso. The bartender goes to the guy, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" Blind man just says, "I'm just looking around."
Oh, right. Not funny. Not funny.
Yeah, Beth Ann didn't even smile. And you hate it if it's just Beth, right?
You don't like that at all.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A troublesome name.
Hello, make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hey.
What's brown and sticky?
What is brown and sticky?
A stick.
A stick. See, that would have made us kind of laugh.
Thank you. That made me smile a little bit just because it was so stupid.
Hello. Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Not Beth Ann, though.
All right.
Hey,
what has 9 arms and sucks?
What has 9 arms and sucks?
What?
Death Leopard.
I'm guilty on that one. Excuse
music
me.
Music joke.
That is one that took me a second. That's See, don't good. You remember
no,
the drummer
yeah,
for Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't do it for her, but that's good. I
got
it. Chuckled. I like that one.
I'm tough.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you last night, did you think that I had 4 single drinks, 2 doubles, or perhaps that I had just mainlined a bottle?
I don't think you do anything single, so I was assuming it was double.
My girl. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Old Italian guy finds himself pulled in front of a judge. Judge says, "Hey, just throw the keys and go rape her."
The cell phone is so bad, I can't understand.
I don't understand a word you're saying. Please start again.
An old Italian guy finds himself in front of
the judge. I
qualified
to choppy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, B.A.
Hey.
What do you call the second sex organ of an elephant?
What?
His foot, because if he steps on you, you're screwed.
Mike, you didn't laugh at that.
I exhaled through my nostrils.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hello? All right, and that's Marlon Brando checking in. Excuse me, Marlo Brandon checking in.
How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh. Figure out you're on the air.
Wow.
Okay. All right, let's try that. Hi, Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
2 Irish guys walk out of a bar. No?
Made them laugh.
Crack that guy up.
It made me laugh because it was funny, and also the guy laughing in the background.
Yeah.
Because his, like, built-in audience.
Better. Hello. Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Beth Ann, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's right up there. It's not up there.
Did
in the same... go ahead, sir. Plow right ahead.
Mike, the clock is running. Yeah. We are loaded with delay right now.
Wait, tell a joke. Did you see Ku Klux Knievel on the... news last night?
No, I didn't.
He tried to jump 100 Arabs with a steamroller.
You know, in another life, sir, there's going to be some karma coming your way.
Yeah.
In another,
or
right
maybe
now,
in this one.
Right now, we've asked for these calls, so we cannot punish you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pushy Pusher.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I want to say I'm so glad you're back on in Tampa. So, Ruth Ann, knock, knock.
Yes, Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann.
My name's Beth Ann.
It's Beth Ann.
Beth Ann. I'm sorry.
That's
Beth
okay. Ann. Hey, it's all right.
Yeah, Ruthie.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I know this interrupting cow.
Boo!
Oh, get
out of here.
God.
Get out of here. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Ruth Ann.
I got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old that'll fall out of the car if you tell that.
Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, there was this divorcee and her smart aleck son in the supermarket. The smart aleck son said, Mom, I bet you some chocolate chip cookies I can tell you 3 personal questions. I can answer 3 personal things about you. One is your age. The other is your weight. And the other is why Dad left you. She said, okay, you little smart aleck. Tell me, how old am I? He said, 37. You weigh 165. Okay, for the cookies, why did your dad leave me? He said, I saw it on your driver's license. You got an effing sex.
Wow, that sucks.
Oh, that's
sucks
terrible.
So bad.
Oh, that is
that
terrible.
Sucks so bad.
Oh.
Yuck.
P.U.
P.U. Bad. Bad. Awful.
Didn't that... you hated that as much as we did, right, Ruth Ann?
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
I'm Don and Mike. Beth Ann.
Yep.
That was Dave Chappelle, incidentally, on the last line.
What do they call a woman who works as hard as a man?
I don't know. What do you call a woman who works as hard as a man?
Lazy.
Mike, that wasn't a joke. That was simply a statement.
Yeah, I didn't care
editorial
for it.
Hello. Don and Mike show make Beth Ann laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's the difference between love and true love?
What? We had to delete out, hello, make Carrie Ann laugh.
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
Because at the end, her breathing was a little wheezy.
Oh,
hey,
Beth
Ann laugh.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Is that an original?
That was good.
Yeah.
You make that one up yourself?
Here.
That's darn good.
I thought that sitting in my truck.
That is pretty
good
darn
job.
Good.
Now look at this. For all of you skeptics out there, sure there were a bunch of clunkers, and except for the time when we had to hit the delay because people were using bad language, 6 minutes and 16 seconds in.
And you know what? That's just that's a new original formula. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That made Beth Ann McBride laugh. Can we hear it again, sir?
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
How?
Because her breathing right before the end was a little wheezy.
All right.
Very nice.
It worked on Beth Ann.
Yeah, and it worked on us, too.
Congratulations. You got round trip transportation, hotel accommodations, Trump Plaza, Atlantic City, and tickets to go see Gotti fight Doran. HBO Boxing the weekend, Saturday, July 24th in Atlantic City. Enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we have a winner on Make VA Live.
Yeah, and that guy deserves it. I mean, very nice.
It was an original. I like that.
It was
that
topical. Up. It was topical.
Yeah, wheezy. It was, not the greatest, but it was kind of solid.
So see, Barbara Ann, you were here in the studio, and now look at how great things are going. Isn't that right?
Thank you.
Isn't that right?
Bob.
Isn't that right, Mary Lou?
Hey, Bob. She called you
Thank
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. She's like,
what about Bob? Is that Gary, the sales guy that just went by?
Do you want me to go find out?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that guy's named Gary, though.
Oh, it isn't.
You know what? Sometimes you're like Homer Simpson. If you ever watch The Simpsons, Homer's having a conversation, and you go, oh, a bird, and he'll run out. Mike just saw some guy walk by the window.
Yeah.
Is that Gary? Is that the guy? The chair?
It's on his mind.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Standing when he comes back to the office.
I'm excited.
Sure.
I'm excited today.
And I embarrassed you in front of Lucy Liu. I'm sorry about that. My apologies.
Thank you, Edith Ann.
Bye, Sandy Sue.
There she goes.
Bye, Jolene. I know that's not Sue, but Jolene.
She's loving every minute of her association with us.
There she goes. Incidentally, she's left the room.
She has left the room.
There was no goodbye. There was no nothing.
No sign off.
She's just going shopping for a minivan. That's what she's doing right now. Our brand new producer, Brenda Lee.
Fantastic.
She's the best. All right, everybody, that's the successful bit.
Good job.
That's a good job on Make Beth Ann Laugh.
Make Miss Vicky Laugh.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Johnny Carson began a routine. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show. They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got a couple of ways we can go in this break. Robbie, you might want to get out of that bag of CDs. We're going to do one of a couple of things here. We'll either listen to some of the hideous CDs that you, our listeners, have sent us.
Yes.
Homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can play affiliate roulette now that we have the list.